Our study today comes from Matthew chapter 3, beginning in verse 13. It says, "Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, saying, 'I have need to be baptized by you, and are you coming to me?' But Jesus answered and said to him, 'Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.' Then he allowed him." Try to put yourself in John the Baptist's sandals for a minute, and try to imagine having Jesus ask you to baptize him. You know he's the Son of God, an utterly sinless man, and here he is asking to be baptized. John's whole message had been calling people to repentance, which he followed up by lowering people into a watery grave. The whole procedure was a symbol. The sinner was dead, buried and gone, and a new person alive through Christ came back up out of the water. And now here's Jesus, the spotless Lamb of God, a man who had never sinned, asking for baptism. How in the world could John possibly agree to this? "Do it," said Jesus, "because it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Okay, let's stop and think about this for a moment. First of all, Jesus says that baptism is a righteous thing to do. I know that it's a symbolic gesture, and I know that you're saved by Christ and not by ceremony. But at the same time, Jesus really stresses how important this simple act of loyalty is to the heart of God. Sometimes we like to think that because baptism is a symbolic event, that it's optional for the believer. But if Jesus himself wouldn't skip it, and he calls it a righteous thing, then it becomes pretty important to those who really want to follow in Jesus' footsteps. It's kind of like a wedding. I don't know of too many brides that would agree to marry in secret and have their husbands deliberately hide the relationship from all their friends. If you're going to get married, you want the world to know where your loyalties lie. And in a powerful way, baptism performs that same role when it comes to your relationship with Christ. It's a public demonstration of what's going on in your heart, and it shows the world exactly where your loyalties lie. Just because baptism is symbolic, that doesn't mean it isn't important. The account of Jesus' own baptism should settle the question forever. So, if this is something you've been putting off, let me ask you why. What are you waiting for? Are you waiting until you're good enough? Then you're kind of missing what it's all about. Only Jesus is good enough, and that's the whole point. Maybe today, you need to drop a note to your pastor and ask him about how you can get ready. Because baptism isn't the arrival point in life, it's just the powerful beginning of a much better way to live.